Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, you are. Now available on Spotify also. Patronize the advertiser here anywhere around the program. Please support the businesses that support us, and everything will be fine.
Or become an advertiser.
I'll do that, yeah.
Advertise on the radio stations you're listening to. On the digital platforms that we offer up, the podcast, the streaming. It's all right there for you.
Yeah. Craig Evans in the house. The new Arkansas hat, Craig?
No, it's the old one. I just apparently lost it.
Oh, I was going to say, I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, it's not very well worn.
Yeah. Well, no, I had, it was worn for a long time, and somehow it disappeared, and then it showed up again, and I like that hat.
Pig Suey, new season.
No, that's right.
New season.
Nah, probably not.
No, not going to play.
Nah.
We don't deserve it. We don't deserve college football, and the kids shouldn't be out there, you know, getting sick.
That's right, we don't. Nope. It was on this date in 1992, Toto drummer Jeff Porcaro died of cardiac arrest at the age of 38.
Fertilizer in the yard, right?
He was spraying insecticide in his yard, developed an allergic reaction that triggered the heart attack, is what was said at the time. However,
that's not true. I remember the story.
The coroner said, no.
No.
Hey, he's doing coke all the time.
Well.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Because that was the story.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of those things. Because you can mix the wrong chemicals and die. It happens.
Right.
So when that happened, I'm thinking, oh, man, that's sad. 38?
Yeah.
He must have done a lot of blow.
A heart attack due to occlusive coronary artery disease caused by atherosclerosis resulting from cocaine use.
That would be the...
And he's the actual guy in the band that was dating Rosanna Arquette, too.
Yeah.
And that's where the song Rosanna came
Hardening
from.
Of the arteries.
And the coroners are always so hard on the cocaine use.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I found that yet. And today I found out...
cocaine.
I found out today, Craig said, you look down in the article more, that said weed's not good for your heart, but Craig read more into it, and most people that smoke weed also smoke a lot of cigarettes, so they really can't delineate the difference.
A lot of times that is what, or at least.
That's true, though. That's true.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
You can't separate them.
No. So. Can you eat weed?
Yes.
Is weed okay for your, if you eat weed, is it okay for your heart?
I can't answer that.
Please tell me yes.
But if you eat weed specifically.
Please tell me yes. I know somebody that's gotten back into eating weed.
Well, I mean, if you just eat it in its raw form, it will do nothing for
no,
you.
No, no, yeah, no, no. Edibles. I mean edibles.
You got to have it in the form of an edible or a nice little brownie.
Yeah.
And you can eat your weed.
And you got to have a good hiding spot.
Well, just because it doesn't get thrown away.
Yeah.
Oh, my belly.
Hide in my belly.
That's a good hiding spot for that.
I
think.
Do it, actually.
Thank you, fat bastard.
Exactly.
Which you are absolutely not.
Hop into my belly.
Not anymore.
No, you're a skinny bastard, man. You got to start gaining some weight.
Yeah, why?
Have a sandwich.
I think you need just 10 pounds.
No.
You need 10 pounds.
I'm right in the middle. I've seen your t-shirt. Right in the middle.
I've seen your T-shirt.
Well, it's because it's the same T-shirt that I wore 60 pounds ago.
No. I'm about to say, listen.
I haven't gotten any new clothes.
No.
Oh, that's not true.
I saw you at the baseball game. They were new clothes.
Well, it was a new shirt.
I thought the shorts looked pretty new, too.
No. No, they were the same old ones.
Okay, well, they were clean.
They were. Reasonably so, at least.
Yeah. Then I could give you 10 pounds, because I got 10
pounds.
Oh,
we all got 10 pounds. I got 10 pounds I can give you, too. Come on.
Yeah, man. But I don't want your 10 pounds of fat. I need 10 pounds of muscle.
Well.
You're not giving that away.
No, I got to keep it.
I don't have any of that to spare.
Right. Sorry. No. No muscle mass. By
the way, listen, I'm glad you brought it up, and I know that you're laid a clean bill of health. Are you not hungry because your throat?
Oh, no, I'm hungry.
Okay. Why can't you put on 5 pounds?
I can. Easily.
Why don't you?
You choose not to? Because I'm right in the middle. I mean, I'm right about where I should be for weight.
I don't know, man. You're too skinny. I'm not saying you should be fat.
Right.
I mean,
I'm
just saying 5 pounds. 5 pounds, man.
Okay, well, this is what I...
You look shockingly skinny in your T-shirt.
This is what I know.
And I didn't see you with the shirt off, by the way. I begged for that.
Understood. But we were in public.
But we were at a kid's park.
Right.
Right. We're at the ball game. So what?
But this is all I know, is that there's no muscle mass, so I don't have to worry about that. And on the BMI scale, since I don't have to worry about the muscle mass, I'm right smack dab in the middle.
I guarantee you are. Yeah,
for a guy my height.
That BMI scale is ridiculous sometimes, but it's true.
You're smack dab in the middle.
Right. But see, without that sweatshirt on, you're I think you're just...
Well, this is two sizes too big.
I know.
And I've told you, Craig, we can toss some weights around together, but you always are like,
no.
I want the muscle mass, but I don't want to lift things.
Yeah.
And that's
it tough.
I know. Who's got time for that?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess everybody but me.
There's too much time in the day most days.
Dr. Nina doesn't have that kind of time.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. Nick doesn't.
But she takes the time.
Nick's got two jobs and a third job coming up.
Yeah. A week from Saturday.
That's right.
Wow. Weeping Water.
By the way, speaking of that.
The Farmhouse Lounge.
The guy... And his girlfriend, who hangs out with her uncle,
yeah,
they might be coming to your show.
Oh, nice!
So make sure you walk up to Nick and say hi. Well, 6 feet away from Nick and say hi, and say enjoy the show. And this is me, and this is the girl banging her uncle. I think.
Yeah, is the uncle going to be there?
Yeah. I don't think the uncle's going to be there.
That piece of ass.
Yeah,
he's just for expensive things.
No,
but she says they're not banging.
If he makes it, he's planning on bringing his. I don't know if you call her the girlfriend now. That's what he wants her to be.
But the uncle better not be there. Yeah, there's a third wheel that's the uncle. Yeah.
Pulling up in his Escalade.
Yeah. Well, what's the chances that she doesn't count this guy? That the niece isn't counting
the uncle.
The uncle.
The non-biological uncle.
Right.
But still, it's crazy.
Right. You know how we hear about women doing that. Well, that one didn't count, so I'm not adding that one to my
number. Oh, because guys
to my number.
Guys overcount, girls undercount.
Right.
About sexual partners, that's a fact.
I wonder if this is a guy that she just doesn't count.
Right. That was just the
bump. That doesn't count. That's just fine.
Well, he got back to us, and he basically said that, he thinks that he's going to lay down the law of you can't hang out with her.
You can't spend the night.
Spend the night with her, man.
No overnights and no trips.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming out to your Weeping Water show. Yeah. So make sure you walk up to Nick and tell him who you are. He won't judge.
Just give me a really big wink off to the side and I'll know it's you.
I got an email from our pilot buddy Michael yesterday saying he was thinking about going out to you. He's like, hey, I'm going to go out and see Nick. You going to go out? I'm like, nah, I don't.
We hear his comedy every morning.
Nah.
We hear 3 hours of comedy every morning from Nick.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The comedy styling.
Yeah, I like the stylings.
The comedy stylings of Nick Allen. We hear it every day.
I got to make sure my PA works. I've just had it in the trunk ready for gigs that don't happen.
Good point.
Just in case a gig breaks out.
Yep, I'm ready to go for
gig breaks out.
Whatever's not happening.
I got a microphone. Hang on.
If you need comedy, I got some in the back.
You show up, it doesn't work. Something leaked in here. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried about it. Like, it's been, like, baking in the trunk.
Oh, true.
It's been hot out.
Yeah, it has been.
As opposed to baking in the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, getting baked.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Isaias.
Oh, the
now a post-tropical cyclone still blamed for deaths after making landfall Monday. It's been weakening as it moves quickly up the East Coast. Millions are without power.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people without power. I think my cousin who lives on the beach in Delaware, they're without power, I believe.
So just what I've learned how to pronounce it, it's going to go away.
Yep.
It's gone.
Yeah. Stupid name for one anyway.
Well, it's a person's name.
My friend that just moved to Melbourne, Florida, it was like his first experience with a hurricane. They like batten down the hatches and everything.
Oh, they're on the Atlantic side, right?
Yeah, and it didn't really, he said it was just like windy for a couple days. Yeah. They didn't really get hit with anything. But he said there's not much you can do. They were just like drinking, waiting for the storm to hit.
Well, there was I saw it. There was people on the beach, and this wasn't even COVID related. They were just on the beach, and they were saying, I was in Carolina, South Carolina, something like that, and they were saying to people, hey, there's a, he goes, well, we don't, the locals are saying, well, we don't do anything for Category 1. We just don't move. We don't care. Yeah, they're just used to it.
Yeah. Right? So. To them, that's a little windy.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he heard from his neighbors, right. too. They're just like, meh.
Yeah.
Did it go over Pennsylvania? I saw it worked its way inland for
usually
a little bit.
Usually those things just cause a lot of rain in my home area.
I think Philadelphia got hit.
Yeah.
It looked like upstate New York got it, too.
It can rain for a long time with those hurricanes.
Yeah, the map I saw last night,
Mid-Atlantic.
Like upstate New York, Vermont, New Hampshire was just getting dumped on.
It started working its way that way.
They are just getting dumped on a hurricane during a pandemic.
I know.
Hey, don't leave your house. Well, no, you have to leave your house.
Right.
Yeah, they were interviewing some doctors at the hospitals last night on the news, and basically just going, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I yeah.
You know what, though? Just hell with it and go to Sturgis. No mask. I saw a huge pre-race get together in the news yesterday, and there was like thousands of people in the stands, no mask.
I hate it. There's always a dude on Facebook who goes, "We'll just call it a protest."
Oh, I saw that guy, and
they're everywhere.
I said to that dumbass, "I said, yeah, the protesters wore masks, and they did.
They do.
Almost 90-some% of those protests had masks on.
Yeah, and there weren't outbreaks after them.
No, and there weren't." And that's the reason.
People were worried about that.
Oh, we're all worried about it. But that's the deep state, Nick. You know
that is. Yeah. Just call it a protest.
Oh, God. People are so dumb.
It's a car race.
I know. It's just dumb.
Everybody's
just
huffing
just dumb,
hot dog breath on each other in the stands.
Oh, you're right. I don't believe it.
It is the 80th edition.
It's a hoax.
It's a zero year, so how can you not go?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good for humanity.
South Dakota wants it. She's a dumbass governor like ours.
She does. Yeah. But in town, they're going, probably.
I've talked to any number of people I know, motorcycle enthusiasts who go every year, and they're skipping it this year.
Oh, I know people are skipping it, too, but thousands are not.
No. Yeah. Wasn't Buck Cherry going to be there?
Well, I hope so. Actually, I like that band. But you're right.
Yeah, I think
you too. But is it worth it?
No.
They tend to be there.
No.
Yeah. They're just there year round,
they
and
tend
Sturgis
to be,
happens to show up.
Right. They're the new Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw them on a flatbed 50 miles from here
a couple of years ago.
You
did, yeah.
Actually, I intro'd them and was out of the parking lot before they played.
That was a concert, right?
Yeah.
What are those things about?
Well, go to Sturgis and find out.
Over here, John Kay still with them? Sorry. A guy did a Rubik's Cube, or I should say six of them, in record time underwater in one breath.
I can do one side. And I used to impress people.
That's impressive.
Right. To me, that's impressive.
Yeah, I don't know. I could do it. I could do one side. I know it sounds so stupid, but I remember I would impress you guys. I could do one side.
Well, this guy did six cubes completely underwater in one breath.
Whatever. Nerd.
Yeah. Still not getting laid.
Nerd.
Well, he's a 25-year-old teacher. Wants to inspire his students.
Good for him. That's good.
None of the entertainment at Sturgis has backed out?
I don't know how they're doing it.
I haven't looked into it.
I guess they don't care.
Really just...
It's a hoax.
Limited. Yeah. When I say limited, I mean
just
exceedingly
a thousand
people limited interest.
Just 1,000 people a day.
Looking at the lineup here, Willie... And family. ZZ Top, Shinedown, REO Speedwagon, Puddle of Mud.
I know for a fact that some of those bands have canceled all
Willie Nelson showing up?
Willie
ain't got no business showing up anywhere.
No, no. Because this list was released late last year.
Yeah, I bet he's had to back out.
Willie's not touring.
I know ZZ Top's canceled their stuff. Right. Shinedown's canceled their stuff. Willie has to have. Right.
If he hasn't canceled, we need to find out where his tour bus is driving through and just create a wall and stop him from going.
He ain't going to go. He's a libtard like us, Willie is. He ain't going to go.
Willie might be taking this seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
He's a smart guy.
Puddle of mud, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
listen, they'll be there.
I think the band, in some situations, can be far apart and play with each other and go right back to their hotels or whatever. Well, actually, their buses and get the hell out of there. But it's not that. It's the crowd up front that doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
You put the band on stage, people will congregate, and that's the problem.
That is the problem. I've even seen some of those drive-in shows where the band will play. So that we saw them on CBS Sunday Morning. It was Alan Jackson did a drive-in show maybe 2 months ago. And they treated the story like it was a great story, how he's doing the drive-in shows. And they were showing people with their cars hanging out. But then they showed him playing, and all those people left their cars and came right up right in front of the stage and just stood there. And then and CBS Sunday Morning didn't even say anything about it. They go, well, this is not a good story.
It defeats the entire purpose.
It defeats the entire purpose.
But you got to be up front when he's singing Chattahoochee.
Damn right. Or Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. Is that the name of the song? I don't know.
I don't think that's
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, damn it.
It's the mustache group. Well, they're all mustaches, I guess. Did Alan Jackson shave his mustache?
I don't know.
No, that was Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right, Foxworthy.
I think he's got it back.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
But he shaved it off there, I don't know, was that beginning of the pandemic? Or was, I don't know, a few months back.
I saw a promo for an upcoming show that Foxworthy has on A&E.
Yeah, I got an email into his publicist. We'll probably be talking to him.
Yeah, looks like a redneck version of Antique Roadshow.
Great.
That's nice.
That's called Antique Roadshow.
Yeah.
I love Antique Roadshow.
No, it's not really redneck. You're right, it's not. I retweeted everybody.
I think they offer up some more fun stuff. But it's called For What It's Worth or What Is It Worth? Something like that.
What's It Worth?
I'd watch that.
What's It Worth, yeah.
I retweeted our buddy.
Oh, Ray. He's selling his own stuff.
Probably needs some money. I retweeted our friend, and Foxworthy's friend, too, Ron White. We go back years with Ron, and he tweeted something. Ron gets it. He knows he should wear a mask. Not wearing a mask in public is like raw-dogging a $5 hooker. And I said, well, Ron probably knows. I said, thanks, old friend. He retweeted us this morning there, so thank you, Ron. Wear a friggin' mask.
Yeah, according to TMZ, he's moving out, or Foxworthy's moving out of his mansion in Georgia, downsizing and having an estate sale. And so it's that stuff that is up for grabs on this TV show.
Jesus. Oh, it's his stuff, his private property.
Yeah.
How are they doing that with the COVID? Or was it done?
Make an appointment and stop by. Get his stuff.
Yeah, it looks like a Zoom meeting.
Okay.
They're doing a lot of it virtually.
Sorry. Two different things. He is selling his stuff, and he's got a show.
Got two different things.
Oh, okay.
TV's going to be so hard to watch.
I don't watch it.
I was watching these murder documentaries or whatever, and it's like the victim's family is in their living room on a Zoom call. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah. I'm not watching those things anymore. I'm watching old movies. I watch the nightly news. I watch some sports now. But you're right. The Zoom stuff. Zoom TV, it bores me.
It looks awful.
I'm watching
Yellowstone.
I think it was recorded ahead of time. They're showing now, you know, like Yellowstone, some shows we still watch on some stuff that's already in the can. I'll watch those. But the Zoom TV is just boring.
No.
No, you can tell. It's bare bones TV.
And it's just,
Oh, totally.
Unfortunately, that's what they got to do. I get it. They have to do that.
Well, couldn't they have sent a camera to these people's house?
Yes.
Yeah, even John Oliver took like a month off here, and I noticed when they came back, it was really noticeable that they'd upgraded the camera that he had
They
upgraded
the
set.
That stuff wasn't working,
desk.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it was much better quality.
Does he have something in the background now?
Yeah, he's got a little backdrop and a nicer desk, and the camera was much higher quality. But yeah, you've had time to make those upgrades.
To realize
now.
You have to do it now through the end of the year. And unless we renew later, maybe next year.
Like, for a while, people probably thought that this was everything was temporary. Like, oh, we'll be able to get back into the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Everybody thought that.
No. There are radio companies. You're not back in anywhere until January, maybe.
Wow. USA, baby.
We're number one in deaths.
I'm looking at what appears to be an updated list of the entertainment at Sturgis. Willie is not on the list, but there are five bands every night at the Buffalo Chip Campground.
COVID Fest 2020.
Yep.
Come on out. Hot dog breath on each other. Stay safe. If we're talking to somebody going up there, please stay safe. And don't bring it back.
If that's possible.
It's not.
It's not.
I'm trying to be polite, but I don't know why.
No, there's a bunch in a saloon. So I assume the Iron Horse and the Full Throttle Saloon will be packed.
Yeah.
Well, it's fake. It's a hoax.
Couldn't they talk everybody at Sturgis into wearing the bandanas over their mouths and noses?
It's going to stop after the election. We know that. I read that again yesterday in social media.
Oh.
I swear I read that. Craig's, you're spared social media, Craig, and I envy you.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
It'll be, Nick, one of those where it's highly encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
That works well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take us through the break quickly, Todd. Top 50 cities in the country. What's the only top 50 city in the country that doesn't have a mask mandate?
All right. This was a list I saw on Facebook, and I could not verify. I looked for other, but I've seen it more than once, and it seemed to be accurate. But the 50 most populated cities in the country, there's one city that does not have a mask mandate, and that would be Omaha.
That's where we're sitting. We're sitting.
But it's strongly encouraged.
She's a... Whatever.
I saw that. Yes, I thought actually somebody from the, a reporter from the paper here had said the same thing. So
yeah.
It's got to be. I mean, I love about that is like Omaha always wants to be a big city.
Yeah.
And it's like, how big cities act.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You want to be a big city, act like
a big population city. Population-wise, it is a big city. But we got these...
Yeah, we got the mindset.
We got these yokels that run the city.
And don't give me if you don't like it, leave crap.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
I love my city, and I want it to move forward. I want it to be better.
Been here 27 years on the radio in this city. I mean, obviously, people can hear us other places, which we appreciate a lot, too, by the way. But the fact is, you know, screw those people that say leave.
You can live where you live and want it to be better.
I have as much right to live here as anybody else. Been paying taxes 27 years in the state.
But that's such a stupid argument. If he did that at a restaurant, when you could go to a restaurant, and I like this burger, well, leave.
Yeah.
I pay for screw you.
We still get...
Fix it.
We still get stuff. Well, if you guys don't like it, leave. To this day.
Really?
Yeah, from guys that are even younger
than... I have to be there for nearly 3 decades.
Oh, yeah. 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 Because we're libtards.
Nah.
Actually, we're just regular dudes that hate racism and xenophobia.
Pussies.
Homophobia. I know.
We're not far righties, so that makes you a libtard.
Yep.
Anywhere left of far right, libtard.
Wear a freaking mask.
And I'll ask you politely, please, wear a mask. Do it for yourself and do it for your fellow man.
Now, screw you.
Do it so we can have football.
Yeah. There's no football.
I
hope there's no football.
I'm trying to find something.
I know.
It's still not too late to do the right thing.
You're right.
The right thing.
You're right.
But doing it for your fellow man is not motivating anybody.
No. So. No.
We got to find something else.
Come on. You got another 4-8 Husker season coming up. Let's go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.